see what else we took her over to see Mama this afternoon. Her dad was already there. And the good thing with her dad is he works in the IT department over at my Michigan hospital in Midland. So he works out of his house a lot. So he's able to bring his laptop to the hospital and stay with his wife Erin. And he works on and off all day. And he can still be with her, which is a plus. It works out well for him. But we took Madison to see Mama, and they're talking. And Erin, she can communicate with certain words. And she writes down things that she can't express herself. She can write it down, so she still has the ability to read and write. She just can't express herself very well. It's coming along. Standing up and pulling herself up and things, you know, stuff we take for granted. It's gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be an uphill struggle for her, but she's strong and she'll make it. Tomorrow's picture day for Madison, and Mama usually took care of all that and getting all ready. So what Grandma did is Grandma trimmed her hair over the weekend, trimmed her hair and got her all bathed. She's gonna bathe again tonight, her dad said, and she's going to get a cute little outfit for picture day tomorrow. But it's sad because Erin is a fifth grade teacher in the Midland School District, and Erin was going to be Madison's teacher, and it didn't work out that good way because of the stroke. So Madison has a substitute, but all her friends at school, they always write cards for her mother.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Too. They write cards and send them to Erin also. And some of the, her teacher friends have visited her in the hospital too. So she's got a large support system, and she's got a lot of people praying for her. So she's going to pull through. So she's going to take time. So anyway, that's it for me on this end. We had the rain the other night, a big rain, and then I had just put fertilizer on the evening before, and boy, my grass really grew big time. I had to cut it when we got back from rehab tonight from Elma. I was able to trim the grass a little bit, cut around it. Now I've got to go to Elma again tomorrow for visit Erin. When we get back, I'll get in the lawn tractor and I'll finish the grass and get it all bagged up and take care of it. So, anyways, that's it for me in this end. Again, thanks everybody for the prayers and thoughtful words and encouragement. So I really appreciate that. And we'll talk again hopefully next Monday night. So in the meantime, this is NAEUI saying good night, 73.